This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Fonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. I don't need your prayers, it's true.
There's another Merle Haggard song I want to play that on the fighting side of me. I think that's in the computer in there, but we should get that. I want to play that later in the broadcast. Boy, I tell you, Trump is so delivering. I didn't want to just sit here and bitch at the government all day and talk about this corruption, talk about that corruption. Just because I hated America, I was doing it because I hated seeing America be run down the tubes. But Trump is so bold, and I've looked at what they're actually doing. It's so fair and so good. And so symbiotic, so the other side gets a good deal as well, so that there's actual trade. And then I see these people attacking him and how ugly spiritually they are and how vicious they are and how mindless they are and how controlled they are. And it just is a weird paradox. Because the light in the eyes, the spirit of goodness, the opposite of hate in the Trump supporters was so amazing. And then you looked at the other side, they were physically ugly. But there was an ugliness about them beyond their physical traits. It was just a sunkenness. The eyes were all sunk in. They had no spirit. They felt like soulless creatures. Their aura was like hell. And I get it. Hell, people just resonate to their own energy. Hell's where all the people like them go. God doesn't even put them there in my gut view. It's that they resonate towards their own energy. And hell would be an eternity with all those zombies and slaves just stumbling around, screaming out mindless slogans. They're weak, they're ugly, they have nothing but hate. And it's so clear. I always knew they lie and twist, but everything they say is the opposite. They say we work for foreign powers, they work for foreign powers. They say we're racist, they're screaming you're an effing white male and they're white. They're pushing race-based stuff. They say they're hateful and they're just frothing and screaming and just... And they come over and say, give me a hug, why are you so hateful? I go, okay. And they go, F you, some of them. Because once they got... Like, will you take a picture with me? Will you take a picture? And I'm like, sure. Nah, I don't want to. They just wanted me to, like, refuse them so that they could act like I didn't love them individually. Believe me, I didn't go out there because I hated you. Because if I hated you, I would be using you, just like your masters do. They're just leaderless people. They didn't have ancestors. And I'm not bragging about it, but I said the greatest thing I have, my greatest possession, is that I come from good people who weren't screwing folks over and who were dedicated and hardworking and loving and creative. And just be glad, folks, that whatever happened to them and their family lines, it's not us. Because let me tell you, the family of this audience, and I'm not saying this to give you some esprit de corps or make you feel special, you really are the light of the world, bringing back the salt. Bringing back the guts, bringing back everything that really allows our civilization to flourish. You're it. You're the hope. You're the resistance. You're everything. All our hopes go with you. I tell my son that. I tell you everything. You got to be strong. You got to be upright. You got to be a good person because all God's hopes and dreams go with you, not just mine. We've had this big victory, but we're being given it because people prayed and fought and took action. But let me tell you, I can see the next enemy waves coming in. It's especially down the road. We're going to look back and wish we'd have moved quicker and fought harder with what's coming. Stay with us.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The gates when they open at 8:30, and people just start pouring in. They want to show nobody. People know that would be a lie. They, you see them all pouring in. They don't show you hours later when it's the biggest crowd ever. Or they say, yeah, he took out the Martin Luther King bus, and the whole media runs with it. And it's just ongoing.
When you're running down our country, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
It's not like our country's North Korea. This is a country worth defending. They're afraid of it. The idea, in Europe, there was a renaissance. You weren't allowed to have your own business. You had to work for a lord. The renaissance was about little people.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurants didn't exist then because the elite wouldn't let somebody open one. Basically, if you had a tax tavern or a hotel, there could be like maybe one on the road because it was authorized by the local lord. And it had huge prices because you had to buy it there.
They preach about some other way.
It's a country store. A company store where they overcharge you. Yeah, you can be a sharecropper here, but you got to buy your food here. You got to buy your clothes here. It costs five times what it should. That's all globalism is. And if you want to rip people off and not have competition, you're walking on the fighting side of the inheritors of the greatest experiment ever in the Renaissance. And I talk about Renaissance constantly because other people don't understand how historical it is. Now you're hearing it. And again, I'm not, when I tell you the success we're having, I knew we were having big success over a decade ago, but I didn't know how big. And now listeners have to know the little things you do add together, they're huge. Leanne, you were here watching the footage, going out, covering things. There was the big march of women here as well. Mm-hmm. They really are deceived. It's much bigger than it would have been, obviously. The fact that he won has really freaked them out, and they really think Hitler's coming for them, with Van Jones and the Pope all saying he's Hitler.
Right.
I mean, I know in the last couple of years, some people were kind of a little on the fence about Trump. As time's gone on, I never ordered anybody around here to get behind Trump. Some people were, again, in the middle of the road or didn't like him. Everybody here has come over to Trump and then said, wow, he's better than we thought he'd be. And now seeing that speech, saying this isn't liberal or conservative, this is about empowerment and coming together and everyone racially loving each other and working together. And it wasn't done from a stirring up old wounds perspective. It was, we're great, we got red blood, let's go to the stars. And that just had the enemy so upset.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's faces, and it, you know, CNN actually put out this gigapixel photograph of the inauguration. They debunked themselves on that crowd size. You can go to it and see how huge the crowd was. But you can also go behind Donald Trump and see all the people, all the elitists that he was speaking specifically to, the people who have been serving themselves rather than being public servants.
And it's okay to be rich and successful if you build something that people then pay you for and it's a good price. But you don't just take over everything and then make everybody poor because you can get more out of them for each thing you sell them.
Exactly. And tell them they're going to be in trouble for insider tradings and things like that, but then exempt yourself so you can get rich off the back of the people, but then make it so that no one else can get rich and you should live in
the world. By the way, the Republicans said, hey, no, let's keep this law where we can insider trade. And Trump said, we're getting rid of that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
guess who is in the stock market? Donald Trump.
Look at this, CNN's gigapixel. Look at there. You can see the crowds filled in. Obviously, yes. And can we just put it to rest? Of course, more people were there for Obama's inauguration. It was A, historical. B, it was lined up with MLK Day. So, of course, there were more people in town, period. Whatever.
Well, no, let's be clear.
But the fact is,
they didn't have to fence off that much. They won't let you stand on those areas that are covered up.
Right.
So they show, oh, look, there's areas with no people. Well, look how it's symmetrical. Go back to the, for radio listeners, I'll describe this. Go back to the back. Go back to down Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The Metro found like 550,000 people used it. For Obama's first, it was only 300-something thousand. The point is, CNN showed a photo earlier of 8:30 in the morning when the gates first opened and said nobody was there.
Well, and also, too, people on Twitter, they're fighting about it. They're like, well, if you come from the opposite angle looking toward Trump from the monument, it looks more sparse. Well, okay, that's fine. Then Donald Trump is not wrong when he says it went all the way back to the monument. You know what I mean? So it's like either way you look at this argument, but they just have.
Meanwhile, I couldn't get in for over an hour because they were beating people up and attacking them trying to get in.
Look at that fake crap. They debunk themselves with their own pixelated photo.
In fact, no one's done this properly. When I'm going to shoot a video after the show today, and I'm going to show CNN debunks itself. I guess we just kind of did it right now. They show their 8:30 in the morning photo, and it's almost empty.
And they doubled down with this photo yesterday at the gym. That's why I got so triggered and I had to come on to the show yesterday. Because then again, CNN's like, Trump said we lied. Here, we'll show you the photo.
God, they're incredible.
We'll show you the photo. And they
what do you think they're thinking? Because they keep getting caught and then they double down.
What they're thinking is that people, these morons that only get their news via CNN.
Good God.
They think that they're going to get by on the fact.
Now, let's be clear. This is when he's being sworn in. This is CNN's own megapixel photo on their own site showing it completely full all the way to the back.
Right.
Now, let's go to a shot when they first opened the gates. Because they didn't have it all gated off as far back in 2009. They had to with this because of all the threats. Now, look at that.
Right.
Look at that.
Look at.
I mean, if you're a radio listener, we're going to put this video up on Infowars.com. They are crazy. But Leanne.
They think you're crazy. And not only that, but CNN also refused to cover the fact that there were mobs of people blocking off all the entrances.
Or beating people up.
Beating people up.
And the police were wearing pink condom head hats like the women protesters and letting them do it to us.
Yeah.
We went ahead and just started.
We were told to stand down.
We just went ahead and just ran over people.
Well, you know.
In fact, I did it twice, and I came to another group. I just ran them over again. Of course, it was. I mean, I normally run over them anyways, but I did have some pretty tough guys with me.
You were lucky.
Well, I had one guy, like, he like threw six people.
That was their moment, you know. They were allowed to be tough and feel like the tough, you know, that they think the world is theirs. That's why you had the older woman.
I saw one anarchist, like, punch this really big guy who was just going to his job. And he tells him, because they were blocking a normal street, not just the entrances, like, up there. And I saw it. I was waiting for my credentials. A cabbie was bringing them to me. That we paid to drive them over to me. And I'm outside just watching them beat women, attack people. And this big guy's going through. He's got a lunchbox. He said, I work in that building right there, construction. They're building a building. He goes, I got to get there. He waits like 10 minutes, and I'm waiting for my credentials. And the anarchists are like, ah, you, yeah, we're going to kick your ass next. And all of a sudden, like, they're hitting people. All of a sudden, this guy and a woman hit him, and he just knocks them both out. The woman comes back. He knocks her down again because he's hitting him.
Wow.
And then the anarchist runs over and hits him, and he knocks him up against the wall. And the cops finally come over, but it was state police. They come over and tase the anarchist, and the big guy goes to the work site. But imagine, he's clearly got a lunchbox. He's not a Trump supporter. He goes, I'm going to that construction site right by the condo. They were building a new building. They torn one down. They just start attacking him, screaming, you're a white racist, and they were white.
Order doesn't matter to these people. They want complete chaos, complete anarchy, and they.
Well, why would they attack some working class schmo in a construction outfit with a lunchbox? That's a viral video because Q's in it. I'm down, I'm across the street. Q went over. He tells the cops, one of my security guys. He goes, "If you're not going to do something, I'm going over there." And so he goes over there, and by then it got shut down. But that's on the viral video. In fact, I told him to give that to you. I don't know if he did, but it's one of the most viral videos out there.
Well, then you just see them all in their little skinny jeans. They got zero muscle tone, you know, zero strength. The only strength that they have is that they can hide under their balaclavas in their group. So one will come out and hit, and then they run back into the crowd. You can't tell them apart because they all look the same. They're like a little insect army. Little army of I mean, look at these dweebs.
Oh, let's tear up a city-owned trash can. That'll get something done.
Oh, look how tough we are. And then they go.
You don't hurt McDonald's bashing the windows out. You expose its GMO crap.
And
Bill Gates is part of McDonald's and been on the board. Monsanto is. Oh, but guess who's fighting them? Bill Gates.
And these are the same people that donated a lot of money to Hillary Clinton's campaign. It's like they didn't donate to Donald Trump's campaign. They donated to
Hillary. Now, remember, a lot of radio listeners can't see this. Leanne, we found a clip. I'm going to get ready to play it after the break. Gloria Steinem, back in the 60s, talking about the CIA and how it funded her and her and the foundations funded her. Again, people say, wow, that's what you always say. It's declassified.
It's true.
It is not to empower women. There was already a women's rights movement, okay, and that was all part of the Western, the world was led by the West in women empowerment. Then they act like we're the people disempowering women when that's where it came from in the West.
Right.
And women have always been more honored in the West. Now they've inverted that, and we've got Gloria Steinem, and I pulled some of the articles. We're going to show them for people and also go over them, admitting in mainstream news that the CIA ran Miss Magazine, all of it, to control it and break up the family. And they just admit all of this, and they're doing it again today, Leanne.
Cultural Marxism. It's all right there. We got the documents. It's not like they're trying to hide their plans. I mean, it's all right there in black and white.
What do you think of the women running up and just screaming, thinking any masculine male is the enemy?
I just think I'm really kind of frightened. Like I pointed out that cover of the National Geographic magazine, how women aren't even included on the cover of the gender revolution.
Oh, yeah, talk about that. In the future, women and men don't even exist.
Right.
Because, see, if we exist, male and female, in that relationship of the normal species, that is the species, then it's hurting others.
Well, that's the whole cultural Marxism thing. We all have to be the same. There's no gender. There's no culture. It's the cultural Marxism, and it's a failure. It's failed in the past, but this is what they hope, is that we're all just this sort of subspecies.
And really, they've sexualized some little kid in National Geographic. Let's show the cover. And this is really just basically pervert behavior.
So here's this. I think they have a few different.
The gender revolution. We put chemicals in your water. This has always gone on. We're not mad at anybody that feels like this. The point is this has always gone on some. But now they're forcing it, is the point, with the chemicals.
Well, my point, and what made me so angry about that cover, is fine, sure, you want to talk about the gender revolution, that's fine.
Now, where are men and women?
Where's just the, you're straight up woman, you're heterosexual female.
That's no. Now at all these campuses and stuff, that's not allowed. You're not welcome.
And then I started getting yelled
at. And it's a bully. It's a cult. They're forcing you into it. Sorry, what happened?
I was getting yelled. They're like, hey, so you don't believe transgender women are real women? Like attacking me.
So see, now, the only real woman's a transgender. See, now you're being replaced. It's a scientific revolution that would be run by aliens if they were actually in control.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Amen.
I've got so many clips to get to. We'll start doing the next segment. And I believe they had one of the other reporters coming in that was at the Women's March and got
Ashley
attacked. Yeah, and she's a, you know, a black lady. It's just crazy how hateful these groups are. But again, they've been entitled to go out and act like this. But here's Gloria Steinem back in the 1960s on national television bragging about how the CIA recruited her to take over the women's movement with the foundations. They knew about her work with the foundations. They wanted to work with her. The foundations created the CIA. Okay, this is all declassified. This came out in the 70s, congressional hearings. I keep talking about foundations. They're the ones that talk about putting chemicals in the plastics to confuse the sexuality of men, make them feminine, make women hyper-feminine, but then that gives them breast cancer. That's what the glyphosates and the chemicals and all of it do. And I was seeing that the people most affected by the chemicals, most susceptible, you could see them, they were really screwed up, were the people out there protesting Trump. These are the people that this project was successful ruining. Here's Gloria Steinem that helped destroy the American family. Here she is.
Gloria, at the festival, you worked for the Independent Research Service.
That's right.
Well, exactly when did your own association with the CIA start, and in what fashion? Did they come to you, or did you go to them?
In 1958, when I came home from India, I discussed
the
with student leaders, past and present, many of them active with the National Student Association, this kind of small foundation to encourage Americans to go. They thought it was a good idea, too. I was then told by foundations and professors and friends that that I should not do this, that I would get in trouble with the House Un-American Activities Committee, the American Legion, all of those 50s people. And I became convinced that it was impossible. It was at that point that the student leaders said to me that they had in the past received funds for international programs from the CIA and that they felt that this was important and could also be partly funded by the CIA.
Well, I mean, did you feel that you really tried? I mean, did you go around
the House on Un-American Activities claimed there was a secret CIA Army-directed program to break up the family. Everything that he said has come out to be true. Joseph McCarthy, the Russians declassified it a decade ago. Now the Russians realize they were put under an accelerated program that we are now under.
Mm-hmm.
The same people that did what they did to Russia are now trying it here. They just had to do it slower because we were so much stronger. The czars, you know, were somewhat oppressive, so the Russians never really had the freedom. They'd been under autocratic rule, but it was much less worse than this. It was at least Christian and family-oriented, so it was easier to do under communists. But now that's all declassified, and Russian national TV admits all this and plays these clips. And now that's the kinship we have, that Russia has been oppressed by the very same group. And she's like, oh, these 50s people. Yeah, you know, all the people that made America. Oh, we had to get around them, and we couldn't get funding, so we got it from the CIA to do what? Tell women, you're no good if you stay home with your kids. You're scum. Not, hey, women could do great stuff and be in command jobs if they want it. Let's accept women in. No, you're nobody if you don't leave your kids in daycare and let us give them a bunch of shots and let the state take over. You're nobody if you don't let the state raise your kids. You're no, that was the CIA. Now, who said that back in 1954? John Birch Society. They didn't just pull this out of their head. Why does the John Birch Society back then know everything? Because there were good people in the CIA and everywhere else that leaked it all, the plan. It just sounded so fantastic, and the NSM was dominant. They were able to demonize people that were telling the truth, but not anymore, because those seeds have now grown to mighty oaks. Leanne?
Yeah, well, I know you have reported many times in the past just on that 50 steps of the communist takeover of America, and it was read into the congressional records in the 50s, and just how unbelievable it is. And you were saying how difficult it was for them to implement this takeover here in the U.S. because we were so aware of it. But then when you go back and you read those 50 steps...
Everything's been done.
It's happening right now. It's in your face. And
and guess what? America finally realized it was under attack and got up and kicked ass.
Yeah. Well, we got to keep fighting now.
I mean, the giant's bloodied and stumbling around, but let me tell you, the little bloody goblin is running for his life.
Yeah. We finally woke up from the stupor, though. Just kind of...
Well, I'm ranting. I want you to come back and go over some of these articles and some of the history of it. But, like, I felt like the New York Times, a glorious time in the CIA, and I'm like, yeah, it's in our own book. Yeah. Now we've got film of it that did air on 60 Minutes later, but was from the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Right.
So there you go, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of the Clintons. We'll soon see the end of the globalists.
Into a lot of different issues here and what happened at the Women's March. Again, it's women. They just branded. You're the alt-right. All women are for globalism and the end of the family and slitting their wrists and running around pouring gasoline on themselves. This is the brainwashing that we see and what we've dealt with. But before I do that, I want to talk about an event that happened Saturday as I was about to leave D.C. I had a condo right there on Pennsylvania Avenue, And as I come out of the condo on the ninth floor, I'm waiting for some of the other crew to come out of their rooms. And out of the mist, almost out of the mist, it was like the lights weren't working at the end of the corridor. Out of the dark comes Ted Cruz. As people make jokes about him and that. So I thought I'd go ahead and play this interview. And look, I do like Ted Cruz and some of the things he's done. He destroyed himself pretty bad early on. So we're going to play that report a little bit later. I said I would do that yesterday. I just didn't get around to it. But at the little no man's land, at the end of the hour, I'm going to play that. But before I do that, I'm going to air this report from this weekend, but it's very pertinent now. Inauguration Day reboot, America 2.0. Inauguration Day reboot, America 2.0. Here it is.
You know, the free press is central to our democracy, and nah, I'm just kidding. You know I'm going to talk about Trump. Come on.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
Providence in motion, my fellow Americans. Whether you belong to Hillary's deplorable horde or you are the vilest commie roaming the American taxpayers' streets of gold, one thing can't be denied. This is a new beginning.
The prayer of King Solomon from the Book of Wisdom. Let us pray. God of our ancestors and Lord of mercy, you have made all things, and short-lived, lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one might be perfect among mortals, if wisdom which comes from you be lacking, we count for nothing.
The glum perp walk of the sourpuss Democrats was worth the price of admission.
We live in a challenging and tumultuous time, a quickly evolving, ever more interconnected world, a rapidly changing economy that benefits too few while leaving too many behind.
And as Obama and crew were officially relieved of duty, a sigh of relief hung over the beautiful for spacious skies.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability,
and will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Protesters, mad dogs with no rhyme or reason, flung the last throes of their Mockingbird media brainwashed riddled minds from decades of gorging on a diet of delusion and fear into the cold streets of Washington, D.C.
You're out here protesting so people can see your protest, but why don't you want to talk when there's people here that are willing to cover it?
However, Providence hung heavily in the air, and it is huge.
The wealth of our middle class has been ripped from their homes and then redistributed all across the world. But that is the past. And now we are looking only to the future.
In the words of Donald J. Trump,
we are one nation, and their pain is our pain. Their dreams are our dreams, and their success will be our success. We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny. The oath of office I take today is an oath of allegiance to all Americans.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
I want to say something very, very calmly here because it's so big and I don't think I've stated it properly. what Trump is saying and doing and what I saw Spicer just saying during the break, everything they're doing will destroy the globalist. There's no way they can't deliver because the message is the destination. When you expose unelected corporate world government that's tax exempt, running things that admits in its own internal annals that aren't secret, they're public. That's how arrogant they are. Imagine what's secret, that they want to make us poor and hopeless. They want to sow division between people of different skin colors and religion and start wars and then put radical Islam in charge of everything, the most crazy oppressive people the world's ever seen, the most racist people the world's ever seen. It's crazy. And Trump's for real. And he's delivering like no one's ever seen. There's a new Kit Daniels article. Yeah, Kit is getting so prolific. I mean, the guy writes like five articles a day, and each one better than the next. Not satire. I was thinking this morning. I didn't even say this to Kit. It's funny how our brains are synced sometimes. We're so immersed in this truth. I was like, it's not real. I feel like I'm being a cheerleader. And I love to go after the government. I love to attack people. I mean, you know, they're doing it. But it's like I keep looking for something Trump's doing, and it's like he's overperforming. It's crazy. I mean, I was talking to people from Detroit and stuff, both black and white. They're like, yeah, they're announcing like eight more companies come back just because he got them to. I mean, you know, and then the union's attacking because he's bringing jobs back. I mean, because they're Democrats. I mean, it's like a suicide pact they've got. But here's a new Kit Daniels article. Trump wrestles control from trilateral elite. Put an astute statement, because it's the Trilateral Commission that works with Japan, that works with the United States, and that works with Europe to agree to all the trade deals to consolidate corporate control. How about we don't consolidate? How about we have a boom? Only group allowed to have a boom for 30 years has been China, and their people haven't got any of the money. I don't want to hear one more time that I don't like Chinese people. Well, you know, doesn't like Chinese people's Mao Zedong killed 84 million of them. And so this is so exciting. Obama's pro-slavery stance actually makes sense. That's in the TPP. It legalizes forced labor. I mean, seriously, you can't make this up. Wasn't really a trade deal, but an all-out, rather an enabling act to allow transnational corporations to dump American workers and erode U.S. economic independence. This is all part of a program by the Trilateral Commission, who groomed Obama to secretly seize control of the U.S. government from within and the sole intention of breaking down U.S. national sovereignty and economic might to make the way for the North American Union, much like the EU. And now all of that is on fire. So now they've gone from denying world government exists to saying world government was American. I've got a huge stack of news here just from today. World government was American, and now American world power is collapsing. No, it's not. Everybody's going to love us again. We never got any of the spoils of all this stolen stuff. The globalists did. Look at this. Will Trump be the end of Pax Americana? It was never a Pax Americana. It was global government. That old neocon plan. Trump challenges world order. Blah, blah, blah. On and on and on. So I got to tell you, his common sense approach is unrivaled. The fact that you spread the word, built the movement to defeat the globalists, and then now we're here is incredible. But the people that have been brainwashed and manipulated, notice the Republican establishment's against him as well, they're all coming out against Trump and going into total hysteria. I got called an effing white male probably 300 times by exclusively white women. And then the black people I saw in the demonstrations just looked bewildered. They'd say, I like a lot of what you do, Alex, but why are you here with a Hitler? And I'm just telling you what I saw. And then the white men were just like zombies walking along behind the women who look like they've been like vampires and drunk all their blood or something. I mean, they look all shriveled, like whether they were old or young, look retarded. I mean, I'm not being mean here. I felt sorry for them. But then Ashley Beckford, our great intrepid reporter, has a lot of courage wearing a Make America Great hat, went downtown for the big march. And Leanne got triggered seeing them lying, saying nobody showed up at the Trump event, even though they admit 300,000 couldn't get in because they were blocking the entrances. And it was still full. They just now the thing where you can't stand on the grass in certain areas. So there's like little areas where the cops say you get off that. In fact, there was all this grass area. I'm right there in the front. They go, you can't stand here. Well, somebody had already taken my chair. I didn't kick them out of it. So talking about all this, we've got a video coming up we'll play of what happened to her. I wish we had enough camera people to have sent her with a camera person, but they were all in D.C. I didn't even tell her to go out there. I wouldn't send a reporter, female or male, out to a horde of folks by themselves, God knows what would happen. But
well, I love doing that, though.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it incredible, though? That
you did a great job, so tell folks.
Thank you.
You guys take over.
And a Trump supporter.
Yes.
Her voice wasn't welcome there. She didn't matter.
Talk about what happened to you.
Well, I said, I'm a woman, so let me go ahead and show my face at this woman's march. This is very important. You know, for women, they're talking about different aspects of women's rights, or so I thought. When I actually arrived there, I found out it was very, very disjointed. Basically, you had all these people coming out here. They don't even know what they're coming to even protest. They're basically out there just hating on men, hating on Donald Trump in particular. Is basically a Donald Trump and men's hate fest. They were literally had signs where they're hating on men's anatomy. Just by having male anatomy, you're automatically evil. You're automatically
so it's the ultimate sexism.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's like, I mean, exactly.
Unless you identify as something that's non-binary. Then right. You're okay because you've already...
And you just answered my question. What's the plan? You have to then say, I'm not male or female, I'm not white, I'm not black. They create such a race war that then you just say, I'll do whatever you say, I'm whatever new definition you say.
Right. When I was out there, I actually met, of course, several androgynous people, trans people, and there was this guy out there who was saying he was androgynous, and he was just reiterating to me how racist the LGBT community is. I actually should do a video on this because I have a lot of clips.
Oh, I agree. I'm not against anybody.
Right.
And people have naturally always been different in ways. We welcome people that are truly diverse.
Right.
The point is they're force selling this.
Right.
Keep going.
When you went to that Hillary Clinton
exactly.
rally, and that white gay male felt like he could...
Called you an Uncle
exactly.
Tom.
He called me Uncle
Good
Tom.
Good thing I wasn't there. I'm not bragging. I'd have punched him in the nose.
Right. And then the...
Like these guys gang up on you, these big guys.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And they threatened to, you know, basically physically attack me. And then they, you know, verbally attack me all the time. And basically this woman in the same video agrees with him.
Look at that guy has pictures yeah. of Hillary who funds radical jihadists enslaving women.
Exactly.
All her pictures of Hillary all over him. Just what a conformist.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And then that's the gay woman who was saying her wife is black, so she's able to call me a race traitor.
And if she wasn't black.
Right. Right. Well, yeah,
so that excuses,
that's another aspect.
So that excuses yeah. her. Yeah, she's allowed. She gets a pass to be racist because she is.
And they were so freaked out. They just.
Right.
Right.
All they did was insult you. They didn't have any ideas.
Yeah, I was shocked by actually how many people really showed up, and it was just like they really had such a disjointed message. You couldn't figure out really what they were protesting.
Let's talk about yesterday. How long is the video you've got? Because I want to play it.
Well, I think this cut is about 5 minutes, but there was I have hours and hours of footage. I was out there for 4 hours and just basically having a monologue with myself. Just
they like, won't talk to you.
Right. They wouldn't talk to
you. I've never seen it where, because if you go to a... Any other type of political event, people want to talk. They want to be on right. camera. They'll never talk. They just scream, you're a racist or you're a...
They were so triggered by my Trump hat. I was saying in the video, I said, don't try to adjust your television screen. This is actually a black woman who supported Trump. I voted for him in the primary and the general election. I guess, you know, that makes me a bad person. I'm not with the group, you know. I'm not a woman. I'm not, you know, part of Black Lives Matter. Your black life doesn't matter unless you're actually agreeing with their communist talking points, basically. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're trying to brand it exactly that they own black people.
Right.
That's called slavery.
Exactly.
And they own women. Because if you're for the women, you're for the march.
It's complete mental slavery.
But there, you can't wear your Trump hat, but you're allowed to wear the hijab and meet up with Hamas. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, what about all the... I saw these hijabs and women going, I'm for women's rights. I wear a hijab. That's the opposite.
Is that not exactly. part of the patriarchy and male dominance?
Or that's the ultimate form of it.
And then on the other spectrum, you had all these naked women who were basically topless. This is in my video. Sorry, I know it's a family show, but... there are all these people, these women, okay, it's going to be 2:10. They're saying the report's going to be about 2 minutes long. And basically there were all these women just exposing themselves, and they were saying, this is my women's right. And I was saying, you know, to myself, guess what? You know what? You wouldn't have these rights in these Islamic countries. You supported Hillary Clinton. You support Bernie Sanders.
Exactly.
You support the communist takeover. Well, guess what? You're not going to have your women's rights. You're not going to have your rights to expose yourself because that's America.
That's See, that's called country. Logic. But they would, I was saying the same thing, only here in the West you do that, and I'm fine with it, but exactly, they wouldn't listen to logic.
Right, exactly, there's no
so
logic.
Oppressed. They're so oppressed that they can run around butt naked.
Right, they don't even want to hear my opinion, they don't even want to...
Call you an F and white male, and beat you, and call you racist names.
No discourse whatsoever.
Oh yeah, the cops let them attack everybody, including women.
Oh yeah.
Because it's just they're liberal, it's okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
How do you think, both, chime in, whoever, how did we get to this point? Because I got to be honest, I'm kind of stunned after I was in D.C. It was so crazy. It was like being in a giant cult. It was just the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I put a lot of the blame actually on our former, so glad to say that, former president, Barack Obama. You know, all this race baiting and fomenting this kind of race war idea really came out of his presidency. Obama came out like, hey, I'm the first black president, when that's, you know, not even true for many, many reasons. And basically it just spurred people to think he's for me. He's, you know, my president. He's going to change everything, make everything good for the black community. And guess what? He did nothing. In fact, he increased the poverty rates. He increased the plight.
Totally for granted. I know behind the scenes, and it's public, Trump specifically wants to make a point, is obsessed with bringing the best jobs to predominantly black areas. People can say, well, that's discriminatory. What is this affirmative action? No, that's people that want to work. And people are owed a debt after what the Democrats and everybody and the Republicans have done. We should bring a lot of jobs. And I'm skipping this break. Sorry. Forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just so incredible. Trump really loves everybody.
With Obama to their face and Hillary and the Clintons to their face, these people in Detroit and elsewhere who've been begging for a little bit of help to say,
eight new factories coming to Detroit.
We're going
to
rebuild your city with Syrian refugees. Sorry, guys.
I've been to Detroit. It's really a wasteland, especially several years ago, 10 years ago when I went there. And the whole thing is, you know, Obama did nothing for these people and they refused to listen to Trump. When he and, you know, Ben Carson, he made him the director of or the secretary of HUD. And the bottom line is this: people like me and Ben Carson, we supported Trump because we want to increase the wealth of the black community. And for them to say, like Mark Lamont Hill, we're mediocre Negroes. Really? Ben Carson is a mediocre Negro.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Like, speaking racially of a group,
public housing.
You've got to agree with me or you're not a person.
Yeah, exactly.
He is a multimillionaire neurosurgeon. Didn't he actually win, like, a Nobel Prize or something?
Yeah.
You know what mediocre means? It means subhuman. It means, like, you're not.
Meanwhile, Mark Lamont Hill is, like, totally privileged. And but he speaks on behalf of the black
people. Let's play a clip of that. I've got a clip here. We've got a bunch of these. Madonna says blowing up the White House, speaking at Women's March. I want to play that because I mentioned it. Then I've also got a clip here of CNN host saying that Trump is basically Hitler, Van Jones. So let's go ahead and play that first clip of Madonna. Here we go.
Lock her up.
I'm angry. Yes.
I've made billions.
I am outraged.
I'm so oppressed as a woman in the West.
Yes.
I'm so angry. I got to read my note.
I have thought
an awful lot
about blowing up the White House.
Lock her up.
She's so...
But I know...
Look, even her friends next to her said, what?
That this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair.
I love this arrogant devil worshiper. She's
well
known.
As the poet W.H. Auden once wrote...
Hasn't she damaged women enough with her music and her disgusting behavior?
She's a pig. Get her off there.
I'm
going to be honest, and I don't want to sit here... They go, you effing white male's the problem. I'm sure we got problems. I was there, okay, for 3 days. I got to say, the nastiest stuff was weird white women. I'm not bashing white women. I'm just saying whatever programming they did to them, like whatever guilt they had that made them more like go with whatever they were told, they were just like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like frothing and spitting and attacking and just running around foaming at the mouth. And it's like, what have they done to them?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
It's very delusional. They're very delusional and living in an alternative reality.
Like, it's like these fat white gay guys,
right,
walking over to a, you know, beautiful black woman and saying, "You're an Uncle Tom. You're an idiot." And like getting in your space.
Or yeah,
right. And that made you cry.
Something else of those signs that I really
just say
out there
was
that this is one of the signs was like, "I'm marching for all the women who voted against their own best interests." It's like, no, a lot of women voted for Donald Trump because we don't think that the most important thing is just the rights to an abortion. There's a lot of...
But he's gotten awards for putting more women in executive positions,
right?
Gays,
exactly.
Minorities, but he doesn't care. If you'll get the job done, you got the job.
Right. They think that's the...
I remember like an interview he did. He goes, "I don't know why most of my casinos are managed by gay men. They just seem to do the best job." It's like kind of like saying in the NFL, why is it mainly black males? It's like for some reason in certain niches, people start to be better at stuff.
Maybe if we were...
It's like, oh, he's anti-gay, you know.
Maybe if we were more prosperous and we had money and jobs and we wouldn't have to prolong having a family. We wouldn't have been indoctrinated that you can only have one.
But of course we need women to be able to be in the workforce. But it's the West that allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what it was all about, was about abortion rights, so-called abortion rights.
Which really means kill all the minorities.
Right, and then they wanted, they want to talk about Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood. I also want to do a video on that to let everybody know the true history of Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger, total racist, total person who...
She said you were a weed that should die before you're born.
Right, exactly. She said we can't let it go
and,
out.
And Ms. Beckford, you don't look like a weed to me. This is Leanne or anybody, right?
Yeah, we definitely don't need to exterminate the black community, that's for sure.
Right.
And that's what Planned Parenthood...
Well, for me, that's the litmus test. If you are all foaming at the mouth about... I mean, let's admit what was founded by basically... Margaret Sanger is the captain of the KKK. So, and I'm sorry, I get women and kids and things happen, you're worried you've been raped or might be deformed. That's a medical procedure. You know, for the safety of the woman, let's just be honest. But the thing is, we don't have to worship killing the babies. I'm not judging anybody that's had an abortion. I've been honest, I've paid for them in my time, and I'm sad for it. The point is that it doesn't have to be some national worship fest for it.
And you don't have to blame women who voted for Donald Trump saying that we voted against our best interests as if jobs and the economy and being able to feed our families or have a future. I mean, as if they're...
Well, here's the deal. They weren't trying to put women in jobs of power to empower women. Their own white paper said it was to end the family and enslave everybody. And quite frankly, they said women in the psychological actuaries would serve tyranny better than men. Not that men won't serve tyranny, but on average, a certain percentage of men will rebel and lead a revolt. So they actuated it all out with studies and said, we're going to put women in charge, but only in charge of their own destruction, because who'll believe mama is bringing death to the family? Well, you went and saw those women at that march. You saw people that were ready to bring the death.
Exactly. They made women believe that they don't need men in order to survive and in order to, you know.
And we need you to survive.
Exactly.
That's how we keep the species
going.
It's
a symbiotic relationship.
We're one species.
They don't seem to understand that. They don't seem to understand basic biology.
If space aliens arrived, they would do this plan. I don't get into aliens and all this stuff, but I look at the planet and I go, this looks like some stuff some green men did. I mean, this doesn't look normal.
Well, now they're trying to convince with National Geographic and others that even just your average woman.
Yeah, let's show that again. A woman doesn't even deserve to be on the cover.
Yeah.
Because that would hurt somebody if you're just a woman.
It wouldn't have
mattered. Just a woman.
If they were just trying to show the gender revolution and they had only gender binary, trans woman, trans man, trans is, fine. Okay, fine. But they made a point to put a male alongside all these other different genders. So why not put female? Just plain male?
No, because who are they targeting? Who have I said, Leanne, you've been here 5 years. You've done a great job. 4.5 years. What do I harp on? Who are they targeting? They claim that your best friend is a woman. Who do you target? You bring people down. Who are they targeting? They're targeting women.
Women, families.
Because, well, no, here's the deal. They, in embryonic development, the genetics, basically the genetics, the woman decides what is going to be male or female.
Right.
Right.
And so all males were formerly a female. That's why we've got breasts.
And then you get washed in testosterone.
The point is once they take, women are the species.
Right.
So the big joke is humanity is woman.
Right.
So the big joke is they're literally telling you we care about you. We represent you. They want to kill you.
Right.
Right.
You understand that?
That's why scientists are figuring out how to create life without a woman altogether. They're using like a stem cells from a leg or just...
Oh, really?
Random kind of...
Yeah, they're trying to splice like five men together.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've heard with the women...
Womb is unnecessary.
The woman has the mitochondrial DNA.
Two eggs and create a girl.
Well, if you're a lesbian, it's cool. This is only from a woman. See how weird this is?
Right.
But it's deeper than that. That's just pop selling it. We're going to break. We're going to come back. Here's the big secret. Women only carry the mitochondrial DNA. That's the entire race consciousness of the species. So if you don't have the mitochondrial DNA, then it's not really a human. It's just some weird clone... splice creature. So here's the deal. They're cutting off the entire race memory and the fact that the mitochondrial DNA, only women have it. Women have a second set of DNA and it overrides the other and decides what DNA is manifested. And again, I'm not saying to kiss women's ass. It's the truth. It's like Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. It's an attack on the species.
Human experiment.